Join us as we break down the latest news stories and race events from the three biggest divisions in motorsports.
Into the wall, then into the two. The two goes around. The car's going to come out again.
The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Will Joey Logano repeat?
It's a drag race. They're sideways. And it's going to be Logano getting the win.
Or will someone else take claim on being the next champion? It's time for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And now, here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
This is Kansas Week. Welcome to another edition of 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. That is me, Eddie Greer III, host of this NASCAR podcast here in the MHK. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR. Gander Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and of course the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And yes, literally, just coming off, just got off work a couple hours ago, but we had a race today, and we are recording this, obviously, on October 14th, 2019. What a topsy-turvy race. Once again, you can call it whatever you want to call it, the bleep show, whatever, but what a tremendous finish once again at Talladega, where Ryan Blaney ekes out Ryan Newman, the battle of the Ryans, in the final lap of the 1000bulbs.com playoff race at Talladega. And two drivers from last year's race, from last year's playoff, excuse me, that got eliminated at Kansas last year, Blaney and Larson. Well, a year later, what a difference a year makes for those two, both earning a pass through to the semifinal round, the round of eight. And on this post-playoff reaction edition of this podcast, yep, we're going to talk non-playoff drivers, obviously, on this shortened hour. We're going to try to do this less than 40 to 45 minutes, maybe shorter than that, obviously, just coming off of just watching. I listened to most of it on MRN and just seeing some of the highlights to some of these wrecks. Unbelievable, Big D. Just, can't think of anything else to go wrong with plate tracks. Well, you know what you're going to get. The big one we had, big one, well, we saw many big ones. In fact, we saw cars go upside down, helicopter across the racetrack, whatever you want to call it. This thing was wacky as it can get. We're literally in with, due to Mother Nature, folks, due to Mother Nature, this race, well, the first stage was completed on Sunday, which in present time was yesterday, and then because of the rains, heavy rains, they wanted to finish up today on a Monday afternoon. And boy, this thing was wild to when it all got started, really, at the end of stage two. We're going to get into that here momentarily. Before I do that, you catch the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast wherever, or say not catch, download this podcast wherever you get your podcast from. Y'all know what they're talking about. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, you know what I'm talking about. And of course, you can follow me at EG3_FastEddie. And the reason here tonight, we want to cut this tad short than we usually do, because obviously we have a special guest we already recorded from Friday. That's a little bit longer than an hour than normal. So getting you set for Kansas, baby. I tweeted it out. It is officially Kansas Week. And I'm glad that we don't have to see any more cars crashing any more today than we already have. Or listen to big time wrecks in anything else. It's just this thing. Whew, I tell you, this race was topsy-turvy, like I said at the top of the show. But yeah, let's just dive on right on into it here on this playoff post edition of the podcast, Big D, here in the EG3 garage area here on this gorgeous Monday night evening. But yeah, I mentioned it. Started on stage two there. And we take a look at, we're taking a look at this playoff grid. We're going diving right on in to the Cup Series, obviously. And the Trucks had a weird ending itself as well. Get into that here on the back end of this podcast episode here later on. But right now, though, holy cow. Couple of wrecks, three big wrecks, you want to call it here. The deciding factor of this race, obviously Alex Bowman, who came in 17 into this race at Talladega here, leaves outside the cut line, obviously. And when I take a look at, and I listen to the wreck on MRN, well, like I told you guys, I listened to most of this race. Obviously, I was at work. So, pretty much, I know, obviously, would know what's going on with the world that we live in now with all this technology going on. But, yeah, I did not watch the race fixedly. Had to listen to it with my eyes and ears. And, you can excuse me, I'm getting over a minor cold yesterday as well. And I'm trying to avoid my cut above my left, or I should say below my left lip as well. So, it's kind of hard to talk fast at the same time, but I'm going to get through it here. I'm much better, though. Thanks for hanging out on this podcast. But, yep, Bowman, I don't know where he was going. He obviously took the blame of this wreck when he was trying to block. The focus was trying to block the 22 of Joey Logano, his instance here, and he overcorrected the car. And obviously, he made a big mistake there, overcorrected it, and at one point, it looked like when I looked at the replay, he was going to go head to the wall, but overcorrected and went back up the racetrack, collecting, and Kyle Larson could smile ear to ear. He's lucky that he's going on to the next round with his big win at Dover, so insurance policy there for the 42. He got caught up in it there in a couple of lap down cars thanks to being speeding on pit road. Denny Hamlin was involved, but somehow Denny Hamlin, the day that he had finished up there in the top 10 once again there, Martin Truex Jr. had an adventurous, another adventurous day at Talladega, put it that way there. He was involved in that as well, set up by, of course, both of those cars speeding on pit road there, set that up there. So Bowman was done there, and a couple other cars were collected in that as well. And Bo Wallace was involved in one wreck as well. And then Stenhouse, it looked like Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in the second half throughout the race was going. He was a man on a mission, I tell you that much. Stenhouse, though, getting nailed by the leader there, Brendan Gaughan, or clipped by Brendan Gaughan there at the end of his finish, which leads to one of the more major wrecks of the afternoon there. Brendan Gaughan, 360 up in the air and lands on all four tires. Wow, scary, scary flip right there. Unfortunately, he did not land on another car there. Also, others involved, including Kyle Busch. And at one point, these guys were going three deep, three wide, no pun intended. This is the Three Wide NASCAR podcast, but you heard a lot of that. So thank you for the sponsorship, MRN, for all that. You know what you're going to get there. Talladega, 3-4 wide, three deep, with Busch, the Busch brothers going at it, along with Stenhouse trying to block everything. And it's gone, got turned. Keselowski was involved, Kyle Busch involved in that as well. William Byron, he was in a tie for Joey Logano. He is outside the playoff. He is outside that elimination line heading in to Kansas this weekend. Let's say, it's Sunday. It is this weekend anyway. So Byron had an adventurous day as well. Logano, the hood came up in front of his face in this one. He caused one of the wrecks as well. Joey Logano, he was in the middle of almost everything in this race. I tell you, this race was all over the place there, but at the very end there, a lap came down to the Ryans. Ryan Newman could not close it out there coming to the tribal. If that was a mile and a half stripe there, Newman wins. But obviously the Talladega, the finish line is checkered flag. All at the other end towards turn one, entering turn one, bam. Ryan Blaney, wow. Ryan Blaney, second career win in this playoff format. Third in his entire career. Two-thirds of his wins coming in the playoffs, and it can't be at a better time for Blaney. Ryan Blaney coming in this race, what, 22 out, Big D? Damn. And he, it looked like he was going to be in deep, deep water, cautioning the first caution, one of the first cautions, on for part one of Talladega playoff race yesterday, coming trying to get the pit lane, spinning around, bring out the caution flag there for Blaney, needing to make something happen. Ryan Blaney again. It goes back to what he did last year, being in the right place, right time there at the roll, pick up the run there last year, and then this year's playoffs. Well, that win, the roll moved them to the round of 12. This time around, victory moves him, and he's back in the semifinals. He was there 2 years ago. He makes a return to the round of 8 when it begins next week. But right now, we got unfinished business. We going to KC here this weekend. Cannot wait to get there. And man, we got what a topsy-turvy event. And this is the third time I've used that reference here. And this is just literally reacting to what we listened to and watched the highlights a little bit for hopping on here, seeing physically what happened and Brennan gone. Damn. Tell you what, man, he said, I'm better off flipping it and hitting the wall. He did just that. Wow. And I cannot believe the front of the field, more cars did not get involved in that last wreck of the afternoon right there. Because turning in front across the field, Bowman, that was the second time that a car came coming across the field. Front of the field, that is the most dangerous place that you could possibly spin there in front of the field. Cars coming at you 95 plus. It is just crazy, crazy, crazy turn of events. And Blaney was the last guy in this round of 12 that needed to make something happen. Well, he just moved the needle down in, and now everything goes. And we have 300 cars outside looking in, heading to Kansas. Oh boy, oh boy, there. Byron Bowman, they're in striking distance along with Chase Elliott. Well, Elliott lost some ground there today. But Alex Bowman, big loser there, and as well as William Byron, the other. Well, Clint Bowyer, he was shaping up to be having a good day there, and he had a calamity of errors once again. So he comes to his home track once again, and he will have to stave off elimination big time. So again, stage points are going to be critical for those guys. And Keselowski, Logano, if I'm not mistaken, not looking at the playoff standings right now, heading into KC this weekend. I think he is the last guy in right now. And Joey Logano, has been a rough round for him. And this is going to be must-see TV right here, because the stage points right here, yes, 18. And I believe Keselowski left with the same amount of points that he did coming in to this race here. 20 above the cut line. But holy cow, we're going to have ourselves a race here Sunday at Kansas City. Kansas Speedway is going to go down. Second elimination race. Woo! Hollywood Casino 400. Hold on to your hats. And we got tickets. And I was telling you, or Big D, not you guys, but Big D, where are the tickets at? On cue. We got them locked down. Yeah, baby. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be something. And we got the Xfinity Series. Don't forget the Xfinity Series, who did not race over this weekend. Racing Saturday, opening up their semifinal round, while the Cup Series puts closes the gate on the quarterfinals. Boy, I tell you, man, Ryan Blaney, he by the slimmest of margins there. And we're gonna come across a tweet here that we also follow this follow the ending on one of the Twitter accounts there towards the end of that race there, and it just went back. I don't want the main screen right now. I want that Twitter account there, not him or her, whatever you want to get it there. But absolutely crazy race. These things just get crazier and crazier every time we hit a speedway track, man. I mean, Daytona, Talladega, this was crazier than I believe the first one. So, and yeah, because the stakes are more higher, and Ryan Blaney, after losing the lead, Ryan Newman put the power move on him there. Stenhouse out of the picture there. It looked like for a quick minute, Ryan Newman was going to upset after being eliminated in the previous round. Of course, Ryan Newman was started in the playoffs and just comes mere inches short there of beating Ryan Blaney. But Ryan Blaney, they're rallying late, very late, at the last, kind of a last second, at the buzzer moment. Ryan Blaney had one of those moments in this one earlier today, staving off what could have been huge there. Instead, gets the win and gets that automatic ticket to the round of 8. You're listening to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, reacting to what we just witnessed, or what we let's just listen to and witness, EG3, 3Wide NASCAR Podcast here. But here is a number here that blows your mind right here. Ryan Blaney's margin of victory over Ryan Newman today, just mere 0.7 of a second, the ninth closest cup finish ever to this point, and the sixth closest in a, obviously, points race right there. Ryan Newman there coming up short, but big picture here, Ryan Blaney gets it done, and he's automatically into the next round there. So, again, like I said earlier, Kyle Larson eliminated last year at Kansas. So was Ryan Blaney. Well, those two, a year later, they ain't got to worry about nothing. All they have to do is go out and maybe try to get another playoff point here and there, and maybe try to go after another win. Because, dude, those two, once this thing resets after next week, or not next week, after this weekend, this is weird how, you know, the races kind of play, steps itself out a little bit. But they're going to need all the points they can get, because they're going to be starting off still in a hole right there. So definitely they can use some more playoff points here. And I know Kyle Larson is going to be focused. I know Kyle Larson, this is Kansas, one of their better tracks. So is Ryan Blaney as well. And they're focused now. Ryan Blaney knows how to get around Martinsville. So that's something. I know I don't want to look too early to him. I'm just saying, out of those two drivers are locked in, Ryan Blaney, in my opinion, is the better of the two. And Blaney, at least last 2 years, or at least last year's spring race at Martinsville, led a ton of laps there, cut short right there. So, interesting situation here as we go on to KCEG3 here. And let's take a look here as Big D is dialing up something here for some music right here. I believe he's going to get it right now. Boom. All right. So, playoff guys here with the thousandbubs.com 500 here. we are sorry for the kind of situation here. Looking at his books, trying to switch over. And there we go. So Blaney, 35 laps led today. They're a big winner here. Denny Hamlin, I met, talked about earlier, who at one point was a lap down and somehow finished in the third spot there. And he was involved in the first big critical crash of the afternoon. Denny Hamlin finished third here. Chase Elliott heads to KC. The defending winner from last year heads to heads for a must, I believe, a must-win situation here. Finished eighth for Chase Elliott. He was involved in the first melee as well. Joey Logano, the hood up and everything else in this race. Joey Logano was in the middle of everything. Logano finished 11th here. This is going around the horn, literally. Kevin Harvick, 17th. Kyle Busch, 19th. The spearhead of the final big major crash there. Clint Bowyer, disappointing, 23rd after winning stage 2. William Byron won stage 1. Byron retired late in this race. Bowyer must stave off elimination again. 23rd. How many times have we said that this year? Brad Keselowski, 25th. Martin Truex Jr., 26th. Moving the needle here. William Byron, 33rd. Alex Bowman, ouch, 37th. In my mind, the biggest loser of the afternoon. And Kyle Larson, who's already locked in to the round of 8, he can smile and eat McDonald's as he heads to KC. 39th there. That's your playoff drivers right here. But we got a name. We just got to go through this top 10 here on the EG3 3-Wide NASCAR podcast here. So Blaney Newman, Hamlin, Eric Almirola, Michael McDowell, Austin Dillon, Corey LaJoy, again, Chase Elliott, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. battle back, still to finish in the top 10, and Ty Dillon, who's been spectacular and competitive on plate tracks. I said it. On speedway tracks, finished 10th. Another solid day for that 13 Geico Chevy team of Ty Dillon. And the series now shifts to KC this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. The Xfinity Series kicks off their round of 8 coverage on NBC. Kansas Lottery 300, Hollywood Casino 400. Big weekend in Kansas City with everything on the line. Byron, Bowman, I already said Bowman, Byron, Bowyer, too many B's there, and Chase Elliott, the guys that are outside looking in, and a win, you're in, a walk-off, you're in, and if you don't get it done, you're going home. In other words, watching from the car as the other 8 drivers battle out for a chance to go to Miami for that championship. You're listening to 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3. Boy, this has been a packed show already, and we're going to try to keep it down less than 45 minutes here, and this is going by pretty fast here today, here tonight. So I'm just literally reacting to what happened a couple hours ago, what we listened to while I was on the road at work. So, man, crazy. Another crazy Digga books. Talladega in the books. And now it's pretty much set standard forward. Now you have to get all you get now. And all the wild cards in my books are in the books now with the Roval and crazy-ass Talladega in the books now. And now Kansas is straightforward now. Kansas, Martinsville, Texas, ISM, and that's it. You got a championship race to fall off that. So the standard set for those guys. The 42-12 are locked in, and we're about to find out who will make another. Does Clint Bowyer have another dramatic run in him? Alex Bowman, can he have unfinished business for him? Came up short. They are in an interesting situation at the cut line there. Joey Logano, last one in. Right now, better be really, really careful there because the gaps above him, Keselowski is in that same position as well. Harvick is like 30-plus to the good right there. So, a very odd scenario there. Your defending champion right now on the line right there to Talladega. And with the deficits that Hamlin, Truex, Kyle Busch, even with the days that they had, those points come in handy big time for those guys. Throwing Kevin Harvick ass. Well, we'll take a look at that picture here in a moment. We're going to go talk about this Truck Series race here, baby. Woo! And Johnny Sauter. I got to tell you, man, that right there, Johnny Sauter, originally, when he crossed the line, won this race, I did not pay attention. I did not see truck race due to going to a wedding over the weekend, so I was not able to watch this race. but watch highlights over it yesterday. And what I was reading and look at the main focal points of this race. Sauter, obviously not a part of the playoffs there. And Johnny Sauter, take the win away from blocking aggressively of Stuart, Switzer Boyd and Riley Hurst in an upset in the Talladega. Spencer Boyd of Young's Motorsports delivers an upset there thanks to Johnny Sauter there aggressively blocking there with the penalty. They're forcing Boyd below the yellow line, I believe it is. And there was constant. First, speaking of the yellow line, folks, Blaney was forced down the line, took a dive below the yellow line as well. They did not call it there. So that's going to be talked about heading into the offseason there. Yes, Blaney got the win. The win stood, and he passed post tech. So the win stands for Ryan Blaney, but a couple people were talking about that on Twitter. And more importantly, mostly talking about was Jeff Gluck. He was talking about tweeting out saying Blaney went below the yellow line there. So, excuse me, pardon me. So, a lot. And again, we've seen this movie before. Daytona, Justin Haley, Nick Xfinity Series. We've seen this many times before. Guys getting forced below the yellow line. That's going to be a lot talked about. And again, we've seen it at Kansas City a couple years ago with that same situation. And, you know, yellow line, below the yellow line, getting forced down there or just going down there for the pass for the win, whatnot. Woo! Gotta tell you, man, I'm not going to say this is controversial. I'm not going to say that. But just saying, you know, Sauter could have kept the win, but NASCAR decided to take it away due to aggressively, quote-unquote, put Boyd, Riley, Hurst below the yellow line. Boyd was on the high side. It was more blocking of Riley Hurst, by all means, there. So, but Switzer Boyd, no playoff driver, doesn't get the win there. The next time the truck series on track, Martinsville. Not this weekend, but next weekend. They continue their semifinal coverage there at the round of six. Brett Moffitt leads your playoff drivers there, finishing in the fourth spot. Stuart Friesen, fifth. Austin Hill coming in the sixth spot. Tyler Ankrum, seventh. Matt Crafton, eighth there. So a lot of guys up there. In part of that mix was the round of six. And more notably here, y'all asking, where is Ross Chastain? Well, Ross Chastain was caught in a critical accident. And it's going to say here, in instance here, not going to say the big one, but I'm going to say a mini big one there. Ross Chastain there, caught up in that. And he ended up finishing in the 22nd spot. Your top 10 finishers, Boyd, Todd Gilliland, second, Riley Hurst, third, Moffitt, Friesen, Hill, Ankrum, Crafton, Sheldon Creed, one of your stage winners in this one, and Grant Anfinger rallied to finish in the 10th position there in that race right there in the truck series. And I just told you, Martinsville is next on the list as we switch our screens here. The Dagen Outdoor Truck Series, where they're standing at right now. So, Moffitt, 45 to the good right now. Stuart Friesen, 22 to the good. So, Austin Hill, third. Crafton, 1 point. And this is a log jam, ladies and gentlemen. Crafton, one of the good. Fourth through sixth, separated only by 3 points. Wow. Crafton, Tyler Ankrum, who came into this round 9 out, is only a point back. And Ross Chastain lost all those points. Now, he'll have to battle back. And last time we saw Ross Chastain at Martinsville, he put it down, finished in the top three. So, Chastain is going to need something big. Not only that, maybe a possible win. So, the biggest winners in this instance here, in the trucks, obviously, Brett Moffitt, huge winner, and another winner, in my books, Stuart Friesen, 22 to the good. There, Austin Hill held serve there. Matt Crafton enters the final four there, but a win from these guys. Now, these guys will definitely come into play at Martinsville here in 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen. And boy, oh boy, a win. Obviously, same thing. You win, you get a ticket to Homestead to compete for that championship in the Getting Outdoor Truck Series. You're listening to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast Playoff Reaction from Talladega, where just a couple hours ago, literally, raw reaction, no planning needed, obviously because the race did not finish yesterday. It was postponed due to Mother Nature. Let's play two. Let's resume this race, and we saw Ryan Blaney knock off Ryan Newman there. I am tired and still getting over this little hiccup here from late yesterday afternoon. But unbelievable finish to a thrill. Oh, I should say a thrilling finish, and hopefully us KC people, whoever's going to race, we'll be there. Y'all attending this race at KC this weekend, y'all bring your popcorn, y'all bring your radios ready. This thing, with the situation that lies at hand, with the cup, at least for the Cup Series, with the defending champion there sitting there on the cut line, you get a problem, anything, you're going home. You're going home, homie. That's the way I look at it here. So, we got a rough round, and it all sets up for this. You can't be resting easy if you're defending champion Joey Logano. So, wow. So, and speaking of the points, we're going to stay right here for the points, and then we'll hand out EG3 helmet stickers, and then I got your 3Y for the moment, and we're going to wrap it right here. So, all right. So, Larson Blaney. Locked in. We're going to get some more music here. Big D's in the music mode here tonight on the podcast here. Absolutely. I mean, Kyle Larson, Ryan Blaney, tickets to the next round. Denny Hamlin, your first guy, not with a win. 56. That should be enough for our pass-through. Mark Trix Jr., 48. That should be enough there. Start the race there and get some points early. That should lock you in the next round. Kyle Busch, same thing, but exactly a race right there with 41 up. Kevin Harvick, 36 to the good here. And I would say right now, Penske, even though with Blaney being in there right here, right in to next round, Keselowski, Logano are right there. Keselowski 20 up, Logano 18 up. And I gotta tell you, man, I'd be nervous if I'm both those cats right there, because a problem, a bad stop late, anything, or getting no stage points at all could open up the door. So 18 and 20 points ain't nothing in a win. If you're one of those last guys around that cut line, and one of those outside guys win on Sunday in KC, boy, oh boy, that's going to be something. Keselowski was eliminated in this round as well last year, so Keselowski looking to hang on. So is the defending champion, Logano, 18 points out. But, yeah, you got big dogs. Chase Elliott won this race last year. Clint Bowyer's going to be hungry. Clint Bowyer, you got to go back to any of the regular season. He's been living on the edge, but once again, coming down to the wire on Sunday for Bowyer, Bowman, Byron. Tough luck for Henrik Motorsports. And all those cars, it looked good for a moment, and then it came crashing to a halt at Talladega, and they're 400 miles away from all of those cars being eliminated in this round of a crazy stuff. Big D right there. So that's what you got, right? That's what the situation is. Head to KC. We're going there. Obviously, you can tell we're pumped up to go back to Kansas City to see this race. And we will let you know next week if we attend the Xfinity Series race. We're still just debating on that. It also depends on other stuff, things that we got going on as well. But either way, though, we're going to be in KC ready to rock and roll with a standing elimination race on Sunday. Woo! It's going to be a barn burner. All right, folks. ET3 helmet stickers. Time is now. Obviously, Spencer Boyd, ET3 helmet sticker. Riley Hurst, ET3 helmet sticker as well. And we're going to give our last EG3, at least for the trucks. At least you're writing yours down right now. Your honorable mention it right now. But we're going to go with Tyler Ingram, that 17 truck, hanging around in these playoffs, and a good start for that 17 truck of Tyler Ingram. Why not? EG3 helmet sticker for him. Moving over to the Cup Series. Well, 22 out from the playoff position to being absolutely locked in to the round of 8. That's Ryan Blaney, EG3 helmet sticker right there. And I'm going to give a couple to some non-playoff drivers here. This cat all year long has performed on Speedway tracks. Michael McDowell, 5th place finish, EG3 helmet stickers, and at least for me, Corey LaJoy, 7th place finish at Talladega, EG3 helmet sticker right there for him. And honorable mention from Big D comes from today's race, and he gets his to the 13 of Ty Dillon, so that was quickly done there. So 9 playoff drivers, and usually when on playoff reaction, we talk about playoff drivers only, but since Talladega, obviously, with all the non-playoff drivers affect this race, well, you gotta talk about it, because there's no way around it. So, but Ty Dillon, honorable mention from Big D, EG3 helmet stickers. So, wrap it up here. Blaney, McDowell, LaJoy, Dillon, Herbst, Boyd, Ingram, EG3 helmet stickers of the week. And last but not least here tonight, quickly, boys and girls, thank you for tuning in to this 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3. About to wrap things up here on this Monday night crazy day in the Cup Series, Indy's Plus. Once again, who am I going to put 3-Wide this week? And I have two of them this week. Two this week. And I'm going to start off on the non-track side with baseball. Yeah, Braves are in it, on the NLCS, obviously. By now, y'all know that by now, obviously, because not showing up to Game 5. And I can go into another whole second on this, but not going to have time for that tonight, unfortunately. I wanted this to keep this episode short, because of our special guest episode is a tad longer than it usually is. So, but that's okay though. Good stuff. Now I'm going to leave that in the closet for you guys to figure out until it's released on, well, actually we'll make an announcement the day before. So Wednesday, Big D will make that announcement. It's already recorded, ready to rock and roll. And Thursday, or we'll either, Friday actually, we'll have that up there. So it could be earlier as Tuesday though, but we're gonna save it probably. And actually, yeah, we're talking about right now, so squirrel moment. But anyways, okay, so we're gonna talk this out right now. So today, actually, the post-race playoff edition of the podcast is usually on Thursdays, right? This Wednesday, due to our bonus coverage, the Road to Kansas continues, and then that Road to Kansas episode with our special guest for this week will be replaced on Thursday. So still be an episode, so y'all gonna get two episodes once again, Wednesday and Thursday, and then hopefully we'll have our special guest back on next week to recap it all and who got eliminated from the playoff position in KC. 3-Wide moment, Cardinals Mike Schilt. And I'm not going to say it. And if I were to record this last week, I would have said the whole thing. But I'm not going to say it because it's expletive filled and everything else like that. Man, I was going to give this guy, dude, props for outmanaging Ryan Snicker. Instead, he calls out the Braves with all this stuff. They said they started off falling. Their series went over Atlanta when all this stupid rant that the Braves started some BS and whatnot, all this other stuff, and carry on. And yeah, Cardinals, you're down 0-2 as we record this podcast to the Nationals, being dominated by the Washington Nationals in the NLCS there. So take that, Mike Schilt, for what it's worth. And last 3-Wide nominee, or actually 3-Wide moment, I'm going to put Mike Schilt 3-Wide. The other, Johnny Sauter in the Truck Series. I'm going to put you through out for celebrating while they were... I want you 3 wide for celebrating when they reviewed that, and you had to know in the back of their mind somewhere, somebody had to told them. Somebody should have told John, hop on that radio. You had all this technology, and you still, they probably didn't say nothing anyway. That's why I started still celebrating. Yes, said at the top of this podcast, Johnny started celebrating while they reviewed the below the yellow line situation, and this is like football. I mean, you have to be consistent. And I'm not going to take the win away from Ryan Blaney. Ryan Blaney battled his butt back to win that, but he went below the yellow line. And obviously, Sauter, this is going to be talked about all week long, but Johnny Sauter taking Riley Hurst below the yellow line and holding off Switzer Boy initially for the win. NASCAR said, we're not going to give you nothing. We're not going to give you squat. We're not going to give you this win. And rightfully, I mean, I don't know what's... There are a lot of people questioning it, but the rules are rules, I guess. And Johnny Sauter started celebrating and all this other stuff, doing donuts. And then all of a sudden, just as he gets done doing burnouts, NASCAR called it, say, Sauter, we're going to penalize Sauter for the race, which he finished dead last. And Switzer Boyd in the 20 team start celebrating for the win. Johnny Sauter, I'm going to put you 3 wide for this week as well. So Mike Schilt, Johnny Sauter, 3 wide. We're going to put them 3 wide this week for their actions there. So Sauter doing donuts and NASCAR saying, we'll take that win away right after. Good timing. Right after he's done with the donuts, we'll take the win away. Switzer Boyd, right position, right time. Boy, with an upset victory in the round of 6 opener in the Getting Outdoor Truck Series. Big D, this has been a an entertaining podcast tonight, and I enjoyed it. Thanks for coming over, like you do as usual, for this podcast as well. And I thank you guys for tuning into the 3 Wide NASCAR podcast. This has been a crazy one. Remember, post playoff edition of this podcast will be up instead of Thursday, Wednesday, and our bonus episode will be up Thursday from our special guest, which was recorded on Friday. And yes, we did talk Talladega in there as well, but we talk a whole lot about silly season and, of course, look ahead to KC, where the gauntlet will be thrown down, who will be eliminated, and who will move on. Will we see another walk-off win, or will we see somebody else who's already locked in or in the top 8? I should say top 6 now, because we had 2 different winners so far in this round. Mark Trex Jr. won 2 of those races before, and I can't remember who won the other race now. Oh my goodness, Chase Elliott at the Roval there, winning the Roval there. So Mark Trex Jr. took 2 out of 3 there. We have seen 2 different drivers here win in this round. KC is going to be lit up. Can't wait to get there. Big D, let's break this thing down, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a wrap for another playoff reaction edition of the 3 Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Man, it's been a good one in here tonight. Eddie Gritter III, Big D, be on the lookout. We got bonus coverage this week leading up to Kansas. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys so much. And remember, again, you can find, download the 3 Wide NASCAR podcast wherever you get your podcast. Y'all know what it is. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, I almost said Twitter again, and CastBox, more. And again, don't forget, we got SoundCloud as well. Latest episodes on SoundCloud, be out on lookout as well. You can also catch up on there as well. But Big D, ladies and gentlemen, we are getting ready for KC. It's that time, the road to Kansas, elimination time. Who bows up? Who will be left outstanding? We out.
iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3 wide.